जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः स्थित्वा प्रणमामि नतो नतो। सो द थर्ड पार्ट ऑफ द नारद भक्ति सूत्र इज कॉल्ड भक्ति साधनानि। सो वेदर इट इज योर गोल इज ज्ञानम, योर गोल इज कर्मा, योर गोल इज योगा, देयर मस्ट बी specific way of achieving that one. But bhakti also, tasya means for the attainment of parabhakti, acharya sadhanani gayanti. Acharyas sing of the different ways. Singing because it is not a lecture. This is joyful expression. And who are the acharyas? Paramabhakta. Those who attain to the highest. Ali kutkullam. Agadare, ನಿಮಗೆ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಈ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬರುತ್ತೆ, ಇಲ್ಲಾಂದ್ರೆ ಹೀಗೆ ನೋಡ್ತೀವಿ, ಈಗ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ನೋಡ್ಬೋದು. ಸಾಧನ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಸಾಧನ, ವೈ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ವೈ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ಟೇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಪ್ಟೇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. So it is a new thing for me. Where is it? Oh, it is in such a place. Where is that place? Then you have to show. As you go to this place, and then you get down from there, go this place. This is called direction. Every marga has to show. This is called hita. Tattva, purushartha, and hita. Hita means the particular way. ಸೊ ತಸ್ಯ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ. ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್, ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವೈ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್? ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪರಭಕ್ತ, ಸಿದ್ಧ. ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ ವೇರ್ ಡೂ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾರ್? ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಾರ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಈ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಶೋ ಯು. So somebody, a Sufi teacher told once, there is no need to seek a Samadhi map person. If somebody knows one step ahead of you, you take directions from him. So suppose from here, you have to go to some place. And you ask somebody. He says, I don't know that much. I know only one bazaar. You take the help. From there, you will get somebody. Then you go there. This is called a guru. So, don't, by reading books, don't search for a guru who has attained samadhi. You don't need Einstein to learn 2 plus 2. Anybody, even any elementary school teacher also, is more than enough for 2 plus 2. But we are very hankaris. Only I am such a great disciple. I want only Einstein. So neither Einstein will come, nor will you go anywhere forward. You will be there only. Tattito, tat vishayatyaga sangatyagat cha. This bhakti is obtained. What is the condition? The first condition is vishayatyaga. Then sangatyaga. Vishayatyaga in that order. First vishayatyaga. What is vishaya? We are accustomed to certain, enjoy certain sense of, why is the mind not thinking about God? It is thinking something else. From Vishaya Sangha comes mental Sangha. Suppose you have never seen an object. You will not develop attachment to it. But once you obtain that object and you experience it and it is joyful experience, then from that time onward, I want that, I want that. This is called Sangha. So what is the difference between Vishaya and Sangha? Vishaya is external, Sangha is internal. That's all. I think I told you the story of a Christian saint. He was a Christian saint. Before he became a saint, he was leading a contemplative life. And he obtained permission from the head of the monastery to obtain food by begging. So one day he went for begging and stood in front of a house. A lady came middle class family lady, middle-aged lady, nothing remarkable, not beautiful or anything, just an ordinary lady. She gave him food and went away. And he also did not pay attention. Several years passed. One day he was sitting in the church, praying. Suddenly, the face of this woman appeared like cinema. Like, I should not use the word, a beautiful actress, glowing. In the sudden, all these years, I have seen that lady only just once. Now, the picture of that lady is glowingly coming, attracted. So, Vishaya is far away. Sangha is very near. So, there is a law here. So, Vishaya may not affect us immediately. But when our mind is in the mode of experiencing that enjoyment, that same Vishaya appears to us in glowing beauty. Have you noticed that? See, you are having stomach trouble. And food will become a kind of, you don't like to think about food. At that time, even the best food if somebody brings, you feel like vomiting. But when you are ravenously hungry, that very food, it appears in glowing terms. I don't want even God. I want only this food at that time. That is the nature of, what is the law here? The object is not at fault. The condition of the mind is at fault. But it is not easy to control the mind. That is why we have to control the, first of all, keep away. And even when we experience certain objects, we will have to first offer them to God and then only experience them. That is the condition. So, tat vishaya tyaga, sangha tyaga cha. So, always remember, vishaya, the sangha comes only from vishaya. If we have never experienced any object, it cannot create any attachment in us. But if we can keep away from them, that is why we say, Ekadashi Vrata Upavasa. At least for one day, think about God. Today is Ekadashi, His life. Then, externally, you have renounced. But internally, that memory is there. Memory. So that also has to be removed. How? Replace it. You can't remove it, but you can replace it. Now, attachment is there. So now attachment to God. How? So there is sweet. Previously it was sweet. Now it is prasada.
Yes, sir.
Ah, same thing. Supposing you go to Holy Mother and she gives you a sari. She used a sari and she gives it to you. From that point onwards, whenever you are putting on that sari, you remember this is Mother given sari. Mother given sari. And that is how the Sangha goes to God slowly. It may take several lives, but it will do that. So then, when we are completed that one, then only the avyavrutta bhajana. What is avyavrutta? Avyavrutta means interrupted. Avyavrutta. If you use the word, it becomes the opposite. Uninterrupted. That's why, like, unlike, happy, unhappy. So this is called prefix. The Sanskrit a here is in English un, union, unhappy. So unlikely. Like that too, it gives the opposite meaning. Vyavrutta means interrupted. Interrupted means I'm thinking something, suddenly some other thought comes, it interrupts. Then you have to be careful and say, no, I don't want you to come. Let the old thought come. This uninterrupted thought comes, same thought comes, same thought comes. That is called dhyana. What is dhyana? So, same thought. Taila dharavat avichinnavat. Taila dhar. So, water poured from one vessel to another, there is a breakage. But in oil, there is no breakage. It just flows like that. There is no interruption. That is the example given. So, bhajana. What is bhajana? We always use this word bhajana. Bhajana means singing. No, bhajana means many things. So we will discuss those things. What really bhajana means? We, in the second hymn that we sing every day, Om Rim Ritam, the second verse, Bhakti Bhagascha Bhajanam Bhava Bhedakari. Bhava means samsara. Bhedakari means destroy. What can destroy? Many things. But importantly, three things. Bhakti, Bhagaha, and Bhajana. What is the difference between Bhakti and Bhaga and Bhajana? So Bhakti means Bhakti Marga. Singing, meditating upon God, etc. Bhaga means Jnana. So Jnana Yoga or Bhakti. Bhaja, Sevaya. One of the Amarakosha's words, the word Bhaja. Sevayam, Seva. So Tadvithi, Pranipatena, Pariprashnena, Sevaya, Upadekshantite Jnanam, Jnaninaha, Tattva Darshinaha. Krishna was advising Arjuna, how can I develop devotion to God or knowledge? You approach a guru. Then, approaching guru means what? Simply going to the guru is not approaching. Tadvithi, learn that knowledge. How? Pranipatena. Sastanga prana. Pranipata means what? Sastanga prana. So, first thing is sastanga prana. What is pranama? We discussed it earlier. Pranama means not simply lying down like that. Pranama means the ability to receive faith. So, Lord, and I know you can help me. I am ready to receive your help. That is called pranama. Yeah. So, it is simple example. A child is clamoring to mother, give me sweet, I want to eat. But the mother knows, only 1 hour earlier, she fed him and he is not hungry. He is simply clamoring, give me chocolate like that. Then mother says, no, I won't give you. So you go and play. Then he moves and how? Go out. I will not talk to you. Like that he takes a vow. I will not talk to you for eternity until
you end.
2 hours until I become hungry. Until that time. So he goes on. This time he is ravenously hungry. Then he runs. Immediately mother takes him into her arms and then feeds. So that is called example of pranama. Pranama. That is what Arjuna had done. The first chapter, Arjuna went on giving first lecture in Bhagavad Gita. Is not Krishna's to Arjuna. Arjuna's to Krishna. Why he doesn't want to fight? Why he is right? Krishna simply smiled. And then, second chapter, in the beginning, then Arjuna understands. Why is there no response from Krishna? He should have said yes, he should have said no. But he is not saying anything. And so when somebody is talking to you, if they just don't respond, after some time they stop. Why is this person not talking anything? Is there something wrong with me? That makes them think. So that is how Krishna used that technique. Then Arjuna thought, am I talking something wrong? Then he understood this. Because here is a secret. Suppose Arjuna was right, he would have been very happy. But if he is wrong, then he would be very unhappy. He may think I am right, but he will be very unhappy. If you are really right, you will be happy person. So when you look at in the mirror, you will see that your face is very happy face, joyous face. And if you are wrong, you think you are right, look at your face, it is very unhappy. Then you understand. You say, I am thinking I am right. Why my face reflects very unhappy situation? That is what Sri Krishna acted like a mirror. Then Arjuna said, I am right. Then he looked, I am not very happy. So there is no relation between, if he is right, he should be happy. If he is happy, he should be right. He is saying I am right. but he is very unhappy. That means he is not really happy. That means he is not right. Then he says, Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. I become your Shishya. Shadhi, command me. Tvam Prapannam. I have taken refuge in you. So there are 7 steps. What are the 7 steps? First, I have a problem. First step. Recognition that I have a problem is a first step. Then, second step, I am helpless. I know I have a problem and I have no solution. But otherwise, many times, you know what we think? That I have a problem and I know what to do about it. No, I don't have a real solution. Third, I need the help of somebody. Otherwise, egotism says, I know I don't have any solution. But why should I approach my neighbor once he ridiculed me? He called me a fool. Now, if I go second time, he will call me, you are a greater fool. Ahankara will prevent us. No, I really require help. Third step. Then find out somebody. That is the fourth step. In whom we have confidence. The fourth step is very important. I will talk about it later. That is the fourth step. Then you surrender to him. Say, I know you can help me. So I surrender myself means what? I will not resist. I will receive it with Shraddha. Whatever you give me, I'll receive it with Shraddha. That is the fifth step. Then after that, you receive it. Whatever remit. That is the sixth step. After that, put it into practice. That is the seventh step. These are the 7 steps. What is the fourth step?
Find out the person.
And have faith in him. This is what Ramanujacharya is also telling. Rakshishvasiti Vishvasaha. So, what does it mean? Faith, complete faith that God alone can save me. Nobody can save me. Now, our problem is we have got dependence. Okay, if I fall down, then but what is that? 100 or whatever it is? 100 emergency number?
100.
100 police. 101. 101 ambulance. So 101. I have got 101. I will take God's name, but in case 101 is there. That is not God. Rakshishasiti Vishvasaha. Ambulance cannot save me. Only God can save me. So it so happened. So many times this fellow has a very good chance of getting to save. The ambulance is taking him and it makes an accident. It happened. A number of times it happens. So this is the condition. And of course in Bangalore I can make fun of it. Bangalore, that you will have a peaceful death if there is no ambulance. Well, the ambulance is there in the traffic. So yes, there is no way the ambulance can go forward.
Yeah.
Whereas in Western countries, they're extremely cooperative. The moment they hear the sound, everybody will make way. Because what, they don't drive like this. It's crazy. So everybody moves only in a beautiful way. Somebody moves 1 inch this way, there is pum, pum, pum like that. Otherwise, they will not even horn. In the West, you don't hear the sound at all.
All the way incorrect. Why to us?
Because it is an offense. Only in tropical countries, this thing happens. If once you visit West, you understand what I'm talking about. Complete silence, externally. And complete noise, internally. You won't get all these noises at all. It is something you have to everyday experience. Okay, so only God can save. Only somebody is there and he is trustworthy. When I was here, one very famous psychologist, Narayan Murthy from Nimhans, used to visit here. He cured many people. One day we had a discussion. How long will it take for a patient to be cured? A curious person. You know what he answered? Swamiji, there is no time like that. You treat a person for 1 month he might get killed. You treat another person for 10 years, he may not get killed. Then how do you determine? Says that fellow will be very resistant, mental force. Then a day will come when he will have complete confidence in the psychologist that here is a person and he is trying to help. Then his psychologist was telling, the day the patient has 100% faith in the psychologist, that day, afterwards, very fast he will recover. That is the step we are talking about. Fourth step. Only somebody is there. I have no solution. This person has a definite solution and he can help me. That is the psychology in bhakti also. So that is what is called bhajana. So how to know about it? Tadvidhi. Know this knowledge. Pranipatena by Sashtanga Pranam. Means what? Kayena manasa vacha. I am ready to receive what you are to say. Pariprashnena. Then you have to express your condition to him in the appropriate words. Pariprashnena. Then sevaya. You have to serve him. Because if you accepted a person as a guru, then you also have to please him. He doesn't require your service, but serving him will purify you and make you fit to receive what he has to give. This is the meaning of bhaja sevaya. Pariprashnena, pranipatena, pariprashnena, sevaya. No guru really requires any type of help. No mother ever requires any help from the child. If he volunteers on Mother's Day, you have to break your head. Because after his help, previously you had to work only 3 hours. Now 6 hours you have to help. You have to work hard to undo whatever all the fellow has done, trying to help you all the mess he brings. Then is the menace. You read the term, then is the menace.
What's where I read this happens.
Very interesting, very wise. On Mother's Day, proudly he came and declared, Mom, today you don't need to cook, I will cook. Mom had to express tremendous happiness. You will do. Inside, she was groaning. My work has increased now double. So he makes a mess of everything for 2 hours and then completes the cooking, goes out for a walk. And Mother said, don't come back before 2 hours. So he goes out for a long walk. In there, first of all, she has to clean up, throw out everything he has done, clean up the whole lot, and then re-cook in the same utensils. And then when the child comes, sit for lunch, and then, Mom, I never knew I could cook so very well. No guru ever requires any service. God will provide. But we have to serve to show our love for it. So what is this bhajana? Avyavrita bhajana. Bhajana means simply that don't forget God. How long do you have to remember? Uninterruptedly, you have to remember God. And when you are remembering God, whom are you remembering? Okay, I'll give an example. So this is beautiful psychology I'm talking. Suppose you are walking and suddenly a ferocious tiger jumps at you and there is a tree and you climb the tree. So the tiger is sitting there looking at you and then you are also looking at it. Now you are aware of the presence of whom?
Tiger.
Tiger. Because it's ferocious, it will kill me. That's why I should be careful. That is what we really understand externally, superficially. Really speaking, I am only aware of me. I am going to die. I am not worried about the tiger. The tiger's presence only makes me frightened of my death. I am not worried about the tiger. I am only worried about whom? Mine. You understand? So supposing, a person wants to commit suicide. For that purpose, he went into the woods. And this ferocious tiger approaches. He will be unhappy or happy. He goes happily and then says, oh, you want to kill me? I also want to die. You also want to kill me. Come on, let us embrace each other. Yes. Only when we are frightened of death. So, what is the psychology we are talking about? Anything. If it is a happy thing, it makes me happy. If it is an unhappy thing, it makes me unhappy. Who is the center of consciousness? Me. So when you are thinking uninterruptedly of God, whom are you really benefiting? Are you benefiting God or are you benefiting yourself? This is the truth about it. That is how God has created. Now with this background, let us think of him. So first of all, we discussed one thing very interestingly, how God should be remembered, how we have to do japa, how we have to do meditation or bhajan, singing, whatever it is, the purpose of all these japa, dhyana, singing God's name is only one purpose, to remember God. But always remember this important psychological law. God is not going to get to you. Suppose you come to know, God is not going to give you moksha. God is not going to give you money. God is not going to save you from danger. But he says, you love me. Are you prepared? You understand what I am talking about? Devaru bandu heltare. Naan ninge mukti koduvudalla. Ninne yava apayadindanu sahaya maduvudalla. ನಿನಗೆ ದುಡ್ಡು ಕೊಡುವುದಲ್ಲ ಅಂದರೆ ಬರೀ ನನಗೆ ಪ್ರೇಮಿಸು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದರೆ ಅಂಥ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಪ್ರೇಮಿಸ್ತಾರ? ಯು ಫಾಲೋ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಲವ್? ಯುಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್, ದೆನ್ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ದುಡ್ಡು ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಇದ್ದರೆ ದುಡ್ಡು ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಇದ್ದರೆ ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಕೊಡಬೇಕು ಅಂತ, ಏನಾದರೂ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇದ್ದರೆ ಅದು ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂತ, ಕೊನೆಗೆ ನನಗೆ ಈ ಸಂಸಾರ ಬಂಧನದಿಂದ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂತ ದೇವರ ಹತ್ರ ನಾವು ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ವಿ. ಇವರಿದೆಲ್ಲ ನಾನು ಕೊಡುವುದಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದರೆ ಅಂತ ದೇವರು ನಮಗೆ ಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತಾ? ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಫಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲವ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಅಷ್ಟೇ. ಸಮರಳ್ಳಿ ಸಾಂಸಾರಿಕರು ಕೂಡ ಬಂಧನದಲ್ಲೇನೆ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ, ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ದೇವರ ಭಜನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಬಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ಸಾಧಕರು, ಅವರು ಕೂಡ ಇನ್ನೂ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ನೆಸ್, ಏನು ಇಡೀ ಸಂಸಾರ ಬಂಧನದಿಂದನೇ ನನಗೆ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕೊಡು ಅಂತ, ಬೋತ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ಕೆಲಸ. ಇಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸಸ್ ನಾನು ನಿನಗೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕೊಡುವುದಲ್ಲ, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕೊಡುವುದಲ್ಲ, ಮುಕ್ತಿನೂ ಕೊಡುವುದಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದರೆ ಅಂತ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಯಾರು ಭಜನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ? ಮಾಡ್ತಾರ? ನಾನು ಹೇಳುವುದೇನೆಂದರೆ, ಯಾಕೆ ಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ನಾವು ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೇವೆ, ಅದರಿಂದ ನಮಗೇನೆ ಸ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ, ಅವರಿಗೆ ಉಪಕಾರ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ನಾವು ಭಜನೆ ಮಾಡುವುದಲ್ಲ ಅದು. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಲಾ, ಹೌ ಟು ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ನೇಮ್. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಬಹಳ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ದೊಡ್ಡ ಇದು. ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರೀಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್. ಅವರು 8 ಶ್ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಅಪೂರ್ವವಾದ ಒಂದು ಇದು ಸೃಷ್ಟಿಸಿದರು. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷ ಅಷ್ಟಕ. ಅಷ್ಟಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ 8 verses ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್. ಶಿಕ್ಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್? ಹೌ ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಲವ್, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್, ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್. ಪ್ರಿಣಾದಪಿ ಸುನೀಚೇನ ತರೋರಪಿ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುನ ಅಮಾನಿನ ಮಾನದೇನ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ. ಹರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು. ಸದಾ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಸಂಗ್. ಹೌ? ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ 3 ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್? ಹಂಬ್ಲರ್ ದೆನ್ ಎ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ತೃಣಾದೃಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ತೃಣಾದಪಿ ಸುನೀಚೇನ ತರೋರಿವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುನ. ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫರ್ಬೇರಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ. tree is considered, you know, is to heat, cold, rain, all the insects go and eat them, all the birds are picking, and man goes and cuts its different fruits, different leaves, different everything. And then sometimes root, sometimes trunk, everything. Idu dalchini idiyalla, cinnamon. What do you do? Bark. So you go and take this one, take this one. Whenever you require, you go and cut it. And what does it say? Doesn't say anything. Paroor eva sarishnu. Not only that, if you use a pen knife, that pen knife also will get fragrant by using that one. So that is why the tree is considered like a symbol of tremendous amount of herbians. Paroor eva sarishnu. Amanina. Don't expect honor from anybody. But manadena. You have to give so much of love for everyone, including a dog, including an insect. If these three conditions are fulfilled with that kind of mindset, if you do bhajana of God, God will be very. So then in the Bhakti Shastras, there are certain things a devotee should completely avoid. So this is called Nama Aparadha. Aparadha means crime. Nama Aparadha means offense against Bhagavan Nama. If a person goes on taking God's name and doing all those things, he is considered as a Rakshasa. What are those things? First, to blaspheme a devotee. One devotee should never criticize another devotee. Because we are all defective people. I am here to get rid of my defect. You are here to get rid of your defects. Who is free? If you are free from defects, then you are a Siddha Purusha or a Mukta Purusha. No, we are all traveling the same path. This is the first one. Second, consider the names of other forms of God as inferior to one's own chosen deity. You follow what I am talking? You are a Ramakrishna devotee. Never think Krishna's name is inferior. Rama's name is inferior. Shiva's name is inferior. This is what Thakur is telling. All are God's names and all are equally effective to their own devotees. Ishta Devata. So you should consider every name of God is as powerful as any other name of God. Every form of God is as powerful as any other form of God. If one understands it, a Christian cannot say, I will convert. Conversion means what? My path is superior to your path. This is the second one. To blaspheme a devotee, to consider the names of other forms of God as inferior, to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. I mean, one's guru. If guru says something, and then disobey means what? A devotee never openly disobeys, but he will not do what the guru asks him to do. He will not do. Find 150 excuses why he could not do it. So, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literature means Shruti and Smriti. Should never find fault, dosha with the Shastra. No, that Shastra is not talking properly. No, that's not your business. That teaching of the Shastra is meant for somebody. This teaching is meant for you. So you take what is helpful to you, but never say, for example, there is a problem with the Gospel of Ramakrishna. There is a problem with Swami Vivekananda's words. They are Veda Vakyas. But they came from the mouth of Rishis. If you are not understanding it, there must be problem with me, not with the scripture. So do not blame scriptures. So that is why if somebody disrespects Quran, then that Muslims become very extreme and they burn the fellows. That is how so many times this problem will come. Then to comment that the glories of the Lord, holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. Another problem, Nama Paratha. So there is a greatness in the God's name. But to think that it is exaggerated, for example, you know, one's uttering of Ram Nama will destroy 40 janma papa kate. Mere mana Ramanama sunulis. Kotika papakati. Oh, they are exaggerated. There is some usefulness in there, but it is exaggerated. If anybody thinks it is also one of the namaparatha. Then to interrupt the holy name in a deviant way. So you should never try to interrupt the scriptures or divine names in a peculiar way, intellectually. So many people use so many vyakhya. So an ordinary person has to know understanding of devotional scripture. Professors of philosophy, they cannot understand the scriptures because scriptures have to be understood in a devotional mode, not in a professional mode. So that's why professionals are professionals. Very interesting incident I'm recollecting. We had an ashram in Karachi. There was Swami Ranganathanandaji. Later on, because of this partition time, this was before partition, 1945. So once a brahmachari joined the ashram. Many Hindus even today. Swami Ranganathanji was the president. Dr. Radhakrishnan was the vice president of India. He visited Karachi. And he was a great friend of Swami Ranganathan, admired. So whenever he visits Karachi, invariably he comes to the ashram. And he stays there. Early morning, one evening, this Radhakrishnan came. Next morning, he was born. So this one new brahmachari joined. He was being shaven. So when he was getting shaved, Radhakrishnan came and made sastra. And the brahmachari knew who was he. He felt embarrassed. He just joined. And I am not at all scholarly like you. You should not make pranams to me. And Radhakrishnan said, look, but it is all intellectual. I don't have the courage to pronounce the word in spite of knowing the scriptures like you. But you may not know scriptures as much as I know, but you have the courage to renounce the world. And for that purpose, I am doing sastra. What great humility. So anyway, this is like that. So to misinterpret the name of God in a deviant way, then to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. There are some people. You see, I will commit lot of wrong things, but I will take God's name. So that papa will go away. I cheat somebody and I do 108 nama and that will remove my cheating papa. That is misusing God's name. That is in so many ways. Then to compare the chanting of the holy name to mere pious activity. What does that mean? The glory of God's name is so great. So a person goes on pilgrimage and he does some dana, etc. To compare the chanting of the name to all these activities is namaparatha. Because chanting of the name of God is far, 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 far superior to all these activities. Then, to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding or faith in the chanting of holy name. That means to a nastika, to go on expounding the glory of God is, as we call in Telugu language, paneer, fragrant rose water, you put in ashes. What is the use? Rose water should be sprinkled upon people. What type of people? This is an old fellow and ganji all over the body. There is no point. A young person, very beautiful, and the person is very good also. You sprinkle, then the fragrant also will become glorified. That means waste. Don't do. Don't spread God's name to people who have no faith. Otherwise, their non-faith will also infect you. Then, not to awaken in loving attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injections. Injection. You know what it means? We are studying so many scriptures. Every scripture is extolling the glory of God's name. Even after hearing so much, we don't have even a little bit of more love for God's name. This is the greatest papa anybody can commit. See, Ramakrishna said, Holy Mother said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Rama said, we are going to discuss those things, you know. So these are the some of the things that we have to be extremely careful. So now what I'm trying to find out is, we come back to the Sikshastakam.
Yes. Chaitanya.
So in Ramayana, Sri Rama meets Shabari. And you know, Shabari Pratiksha, most wonderful episode in the whole literature of the world. Shabari Pratiksha. You know the story. Shabari was an illiterate girl. And her mother was serving in an ashrama where there were sadhus, munis, rishis. And then this mother died because of some snake bite or something. Then they say, the munis, one of them took pity upon her and initiated her into Rama. And then said, my child, we are going away from this ashram. But you don't go away. You don't need to go anywhere. Just take. One day Rama will come. And he will give you mukti. That's all. Guru instructed, Rama will come to you. You don't need to go anywhere. She was a small girl. From that day onwards, every day morning she will get up. She will, after being, she will go out, collect fruits. And then they'll, and wait, and wait, and wait. Pratiksha means waiting. One day passed, 1 year passed, 99 years passed, her 99th year. And then one day also, she has not lost faith. Guru told me, and he will come. Rama will come. He has to come. There is no other way. And then we know that last day of her life, and by the time she became bent, the old can't see properly, but she went and then brought some fruits and she wanted to feed him, but she doesn't know whether they're ripe or unripe. So she will taste a little and then, and Rama was eating. This is an extraordinary thing. This is according to Bhakti literature, aparadha. You eat something and you give that vichishta to somebody. But this is what all animals are doing. Mother eats food, meat, and half digests. And then regurgitates. So that the child, the offspring, can eat that half digested food. Then only that it is healthy for them. That is why whenever a dog comes to you, it starts getting up and leaking. It has nothing to do with your its devotion to you. It is telling, bring out food. Do you know that? You know, wild dogs, their offspring, small kids, are here. They can't move. So the mother goes with the pack, kills some animal. And the mother is allowed by the pack to eat as much gorge itself, full up to here. First choice will be given to the mothers. And that mother or mothers will eat up to here. And whatever remains is given to the maids. That is the pack law. Then they have to walk sometimes 40 to 50 kilometers. By that time it comes, it will be several hours. But by that time, that food becomes half digested. As soon as the mother comes, why was it eating? Because it has to feed the young ones. As soon as it comes, instinct. All these puppies and growling, they go and start licking. And that is a cue for the mother to bring out. And then the children will fall. This is nature. Of course, we know half fifty. You know, here, why do we cook? Cooking means you can't eat raw things. So you cook it. When you cook it, it is easily eatable, digestible for us. Previously, we were also eating raw meat only. But the point here is that this every mother is waiting first to see taste. Is it suitable? This is called taste. You know, whether it is cooked properly or not, you taste it. It is not for the sake of uchishta, for the sake of love of his children. Same thing with God also. So Shabari was doing that one. And Rama was, he knows this is a sign of devotion, not of selfishness. And he was very pleased. Then Shabari says, after having seen him, I don't want to see him. And Rama says, okay, go on looking at me. Looking at Rama, to give it to me. This is darshana. And then he performs the funeral ceremony. And even he could not do it to his own mother and father. Only to Shabari he could do it. This is the greatness of Krishna. What a marvelous thing it is. You know? So, this is what we are talking about. Sri Rama, during the discussion, our Ramayana introduces, Rama tells how a person must can develop devotion. Nine means Navavidha Bhakti. So here is something I am going to read out to you. Sri Rama to Shabari. Here are the nine means of cultivating bhakti. First, here means in the culture of devotion. The first means is the company of the guru, satsang. First is satsang. These are all common things. Thakur also says cultivate satsang. Prahlada also says cultivate satsang. The second is conversation about my achievements, my stories. Talk about me only, what I did and what I did not do. This is called Leela Dhyan. Then the third is recital of my virtues. God is great. God is great. And knowledge is great. God's power is great. So all the sugunas, that is what we are going on singing about God's grace. That is the third one. The fourth means will be occupation of expounding my words. Every scripture, this is what Sri Krishna told. This is what Sri Ramakrishna told to him. Now, what is my duty? Expound them. What is your duty? You listen to them. And you expound them to people who have never heard about this. That is one means of achieving devotion. So, you hear from me. You go on to add your own understanding and tell it to others. Then what happens? Other person gets a benefit or not. You will get a benefit. This is the means. Here is the means. So the fifth is, O gentle one, constant and sincere worship of the preceptor, thinking that I am he. Understand? That my guru is none other than my Ishtadevata. With that knowledge, you worship. If we don't do it, then it is not bhakti. It is not guru bhakti. Because if guru is considered, not considered as God, then he is not a guru. He becomes a guru. Yeah. So, and constant worship of the preceptor means to serve him. Try to please him. Not as a human being, but as God himself. It's a beautiful insight. When Maharaj was, Swami Brahmananda was in Madras, there were some Gujarati devotees of Bhagavan Krishna. You know, Gujaratis, by nature, are very devoted to Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna too, in his, what is called Balya Leela, Ambegal Krishna. One day, they invited Maharaj, his ladies. They must have been extraordinarily fortunate people, like Gopika. And Maharaj also accepted, like a child, and he went there. So what were they doing? It made him sit. A beautiful asana made him sit. And these ladies, they had beautiful silver utensils. There was milk, there was butter, etc. They started singing. about Gopala. So one woman goes around and she will give small vinegar and put near his mouth. And then he drinks. Then another woman comes and she will give. Then they will take butter. They will give. Like that, for about 2 hours, they went on singing. In a few minutes, Maharaj went into samadhi. The ladies also went into a kind of ecstatic state. And they were forgot the world, go around singing, and then, and like a child, he will swallow it. And then for 2 hours, they went on feeding him like that. And Swami Prabhavananda was describing such indescribable bhakti bhava has been generated in the whole company. We said our minds have been elevated. We were in Goloka, the Ganges. How those ladies recognized Maharaj? How Maharaj also accepted? How they came to know that he is not the president of the Ramakrishna order, but he is a Gopala? How they understood it? It is a what is called invisible spiritual understanding. It comes where true devotion is. They must have been blessed gopis, born to help this. So, this is what constant and sincere worship of the preceptor, thinking that I am he. The sixth means has been said to be virtuousness, self-restraint, observance, etc., and ever-living attachment to my worshipers. So these are the seventh one. Religious service, sixth, virtuousness, practice certain virtues, self-restraint, keeping the mind under control, observance of mauna, etc., and ever-living attachment to my worship. Wherever there is worship, when you are worshipping, you are absorbed. When somebody else is worshipping, then also you are absorbed. So that tremendous bhakti in puja, that's why whenever there is a special puja, devotees come and follow and observe. It is help, very help. The seventh is said to be religious service with every detail, reciting the mantra specially applicable to me, greater adoration to my votaries. So you are in religious services and do them with the greatest devotion. Do them in great detail, not just doing it quickly and in a short way. Do it with as elaboration as possible. That is the seventh one. Then a consciousness of me in all beings. You be aware, wherever you see a being, it is nothing but my manifestation. Indifference to external objects. Let things, world go on as it would. Be indifferent. Indifferent means what? Sometimes it will be happy, sometimes it will be unhappy. Whenever I see something, it should remind me only of God. Suppose you see beautiful flower. Don't say, oh, very beautiful flower. Oh, this flower, if it is offered to God, how wonderful it will be. Like that you have Gagana Mayathala Ravichandra Deepaku Ganayan. Like that. So, the ninth one, O lady, the consideration of my essence. I am the Sara in a group. So, if there is a chair, what is the Sara of this essence? God. In the form of what? Existence. So, to see God in a group, in other words, these are the nine ways. If anybody practices this one, then he says, O auspicious one, devotion in the form of love is produced in any and everyone who practices these ninefold means of devotion. No matter whether that person is a woman or a man or even the of the lowest caste. And as soon as devotional love is produced, one feels my presence, as it were, and one becomes accomplished by the awareness of me, and that person attains me. He attains liberation even in this very birth. Therefore, it is sure that devotion is the only source of salvation. This is what Rama tells to Shabad. Now, we will also come to the We know Prahlada's condition. What is Prahlada? Navavidha Bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoho, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So this is a very, very beautiful way of attaining Bhakti. So Hiranyakashipu sent Prahlada to the school, instructing the teachers, you teach my son, my glories, and don't teach anything about God. Teach him I am God. So that is what they were doing. And then at noon they will be sleeping. Then what does Prahlada do? He gathers the people. Hey, these stupid fellows, whatever they say, forget about it. I am telling you, and he knows what he is telling. That's why all our other students, they were attracted. Then he used to teach this. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. And then some Harikatha Bhagavatas had a little bit of mushal. Sometimes suddenly the teachers come to see what these students are preaching. And then they catch hold of Prahlada giving Upadesha. And then they were enthralled. Tears are flowing. After hearing Prahlada, tears are flowing from their eyes. My God, what this boy says, he is our Acharya. He is telling the truth. What are we doing worshipping this stupid rascal Hiranyakashipu? Outside, they can't express it. Inside, they understand. Because they are all, we are all, each story is potential bhakta. So he understands it. But then the fear of Hiranyakashipu, hey, you fellow, you stop. But there is no authority in that voice because they know what this person is telling is the truth. It is the truth, he says. Anyway, we will expound it in our next class. I will be coming back Saturday. I don't know what time I'm coming back. Maybe Sunday evening.
10th.
Huh?
10th, brother.
9th. 9th Saturday. Saturday. I'm coming back. But it is in the afternoon, my flight. So by the time I reach it, maybe evening. I'm not sure about it. So this is what we will see. So beautiful this story, But what we have to understand is Hiranyakashipu himself was the greatest devotee of God. So he is only thinking, I want to fight Narayana, I want to fight Narayana, I want to fight Narayana, Narayana only, where is this Narayana? 24 hours, what is he thinking? Only about Narayana. Kamsa also was thinking, Bhayat Kamsa, Kamyat Gopya, Veshat, Shishupala Atyadaya, Tanta Bhakta Atyadaya. All of them attained God, they were all Paramabhaktas.
Ravanas.
They were all Jaya and Vijaya, Ravanasura and Kumbhakarna. Then Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then Shishupala and Dantavatra. This, unfortunately, Kamsa's name was not there. They are supposed to be Jaya Vijaya's incarnation. But Kamsa must have been a great devotee, Because he was thinking of Krishna ever since that time.
Dream,
yes, sir. Here comes Krishna to kill me. And he is thinking only who? Only Krishna. Bhayat Kamsaha. Whatever means, thinks only of God. Anyway, I have to end it with a tamasha, Kshudiram. He went to Gaya and he worshipped his ancestors. And suddenly Gaya Vishnu appeared. So, Kshudiram, I want to be born as your son. Kshudiram immediately was about to have a heart attack. No, God, I am very poor, I can't serve you. But God already decided, I want to come to you. No, I am even more pleased. Then Kshudiram inside his thing, my God, again. I was there as the Sharada, and because of this fellow, I died. Again, he came in the form of, you know, Janam Vasudeva and Devaki. And 15 years I had to monk in the jail. And this fellow wants to come now. What disaster is going to happen to me? And it happened. All his ancestral property gone, but without anything, he had to come here. What a horrible thing. You understand now? It is nice to think God wants to come here. But whenever he comes, disaster. What is the disaster? Is samsara. It becomes intolerable. And that is what God promised. If I love somebody, then the first thing is, I will take away everything that makes him bound to this world. Property, money, honor, everything I will smash to pieces. This is what he said. It is such a wonderful thing even to contemplate about it. Because what is it that binds us? What is it that binds us really? It is not the things, but our attachment to the things. That is why he knows, if I don't take away this cow, then this mind will be attached to the cow only. If I kill the cow, then, you know, we accept there is no cow. So there will be no sangha absolute. This is a drastic operation, surgical operation. Gently, if you say, okay, you can have it, but don't have any attachment. It's not going to happen. So cut. That's what you look into the lives of people. Most of the time, that is what he has. If we listen to his words sweetly, then he will give us lip. But we are not ready to do that. Alva. Om Jamini Sharadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagat Guru Padavat Regos Pranama. Okay.
Where are you going, madam? Not it. I just don't.